Federal data show people with disabilities are more likely to face abuse and neglect. In many cases, the perpetrator is someone hired to care for the victim in their home, like a direct support professional, or DSP. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yehia Reyes reports, after years of failed attempts, Indiana is close to creating a registry to track DSPs accused of abuse.
Lauren Pilcher both works as a DSP and hires them as CEO of a Southern Indiana provider.
Currently, I know of three people who I personally fired and reported to the police and the Bureau of Developmental Disabilities for substantiated abuse, including breaking a person's ankle. And they are still working with another company.
He and others hope a registry may keep such DSPs from continuously getting work after getting fired for abuse somewhere else. But Pilcher says it's also not enough.
It is a systemic problem that really comes down to not having a strong adult protective service framework and prosecutors not going after people.
Getting a registry bill to pass the legislature took years, however. Some providers opposed it over fears of being held liable by a DSP who didn't get a job because of an abuse report. Changes to the bill this year calmed those fears enough to get it passed the legislature Thursday. If it becomes law, the registry will take effect in 2026. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.